live from Southern California.
It's the Slightly Serious Show.
The Slightly Serious Show. The furthest thing from serious. And now, here is your host, Slightly, along with co-host Eric from Georgia.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Slightly Serious Show. It's Tuesday, February 16th, 2021. Mm-hmm. It is a special time tonight. It is not 6:30 p.m. Pacific, as we normally go on, but it is 7 o'clock, and I apologize for the tardiness. And, you know, one of the things in life, when you got shit to do that pays the bills, you better make sure you take care of that first before you go off and have fun and get to interact with everybody else. But anyways, I appreciate everybody joining us tonight. And how the hell has your day been, Mr. Producer Eric?
My day is good, and happy Mardi Gras, everybody.
Oh, is today Mardi Gras?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I had no idea. Wow.
That's right.
Hell yeah. Well, we all
Kane down in the chat can confirm that for us, too. You know, he lives in Louisiana.
Well, damn it. You know what? Nobody ever sent me any beads this year. I guess nobody wants me to keep my shirt on. I guess that's the case.
Well, I think in the trivia game coming up later, I might have some Mardi Gras trivia questions and a couple of random ones that I just, you know, came up with off the top of my head. Maybe even a repeat question or two. Who knows?
Oh, okay. Well, so it's trivia, Fat Tuesday trivia tonight with producer Eric. But mm-hmm. The only thing is, I guess there's a guarantee of nobody's taking their shirts off, right? Nobody.
And I've even heard an urban legend about Brian from Planet ADHD that he might do his podcasts in the nude. So TMI to that.
Podcast in the nude.
That's what John DeVito heard.
Well, I'll tell you what, it would take a whole hell of a lot of gifts and, I don't know. I don't think there's a gift that's even large enough on Podbean, let alone anybody could give me to do it nude. I mean,
if Brian really does do it in the nude, then he really has balls of steel to do that.
Wow. That would be interesting. I don't think I'd want to see
but, that. Nope. But we're not going to mention it to Rebecca anyways.
No, she doesn't need to. It's kind of like a need to know basis, you know? For those that know about it, and if you don't know about it, you just don't.
But I digress on it.
Well, yeah, now you got me thinking of doing a nude podcast one night, but it would not be just be audio only for those. And I'll let you use your imagination. That's how.
It would have to be like on the Patreon account, like a slightly X-rated podcast.
Eric, if we're gonna do the Patreon, we might as well just go full blown OnlyFans. I mean,
no.
Come on.
And we know a podcast friend, set up your OnlyFans account.
Yeah, we do.
I don't know if it's got any traffic.
I have no idea. I don't even go on there, so I have no idea if that's the case. Welcome to the show, Glenn Sports Report and PBG.
Hey, Glenn.
Just joining us. So I'm trying to find, because I don't have all of my usual reports here next to me because I haven't had time to prepare for tonight's show. But I do remember there was a headline. The headline was something to the effect, and I think I even got a couple emails about it. So I'm going to check the good old mailbox, see what has been dropped out for us over on the mailbox. Mm-hmm. And I heard some rumblings about Kamala Harris today. And one of those was, is it time that we already start to worry about Mr. Biden? Because Kamala is starting to assume roles that normally the president of the United States would be taking. And I'm not sure if you've heard about that. But the story, Epoch News, Harris takes customary role of president by calling several heads of state. Vice President Kamala Harris has recently called multiple heads of state, a task that is normally done by the president. Harris spoke with French President Emmanuel Macron on Monday, the White House said. Harris, quote, expressed her commitment to strengthening bilateral ties between the United States and France and revitalizing the transatlantic alliance, a readout said. She and Macron, quote, agreed to on the need for close bilateral and multilateral cooperation to address COVID-19, climate change, and support democracy at home and around the world. Quote, they also discussed numerous regional challenges, including those in the Middle East and Asia, or excuse me, Africa, and the need to confront them all together. And that's according to the readout. There was no mention of President Joe Biden. Quote, we discussed COVID-19, climate change, supporting democracy at home and around the world, and regional challenges. At POTUS and I look forward to working with President Macron to build a better future for our two countries, Harris wrote in a tweet. Biden spoke to Macron back on January 24th. Harris shared a call with the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau earlier this month. And the White House said it was her first call to a foreign leader as vice president. Quote, the prime minister congratulated the vice president on her historic election, and she recalled fondly, not fondling, fondly. She recalled fondly her years spent in Montreal, a readout from Trudeau's office said, adding that they discussed other matters, including fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. Which, by the way, I just want to remind everybody, there's no secret sauce that Basement Biden and Kamala Harris have for the COVID-19 like they prescribed back in November. It's continuously do as we say, and we don't really know what's going on, but we'll get through this together. Anyways, Biden and Trudeau spoke on the 22nd of January, and it was the first call Biden had made after being sworn into office a couple of days prior. Vice presidents rarely call heads of states. The last vice president, Mike Pence, did not share calls with Trudeau or Macron, though he visited in person with heads of state on a number of occasions. The White House didn't respond back to the Epoch Times on their request for a comment. Harris's calls drew notice from conservatives, with criticism lobbed by National Pulse, an upstart outlet started by Rahim Kassam, former advisor to Britain's Nigel Farage. Quote, it is bizarre for a vice president to be making contact with key world leaders just weeks into a new administration, the outlet says. The calls could be a sign that Harris will have an elevated position when compared to past vice presidents, particularly in matters of foreign policy. Biden, who's 78, almost 80 now, he's become the oldest person to enter the White House. Speculation has been rampant during the 2020 campaign, obviously, about him potentially only serving one term in office and whether he's able to comprehend what the responsibilities are. But, quote, I think it's a legitimate question to ask anybody over 70 years old whether or not they're fit and whether they're ready, Biden told ABC last year. But the only thing I can say to the American people, it's a legitimate question to ask anybody. Watch me. So what do you think? Is this a sign of things to come, producer Eric?
That sounds like a $1 million question. Like, the way things are looking, it could happen. Then there's a possibility. Could this all just be smoke and mirrors? We really don't know until it actually happens. Or unless there's some absolutely reliable sources who know what they're talking about here.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just surprised, generally speaking, I mean, one thing that comes to my mind is, was Biden not able to? Is he not feeling well? Why is he not the one reaching out to, the foreign minister and other key world leaders? You don't have a CEO of a company just sit on the sidelines and have the vice co-chair president. Hey, go ahead, take over. Go talk to them. Go talk to their president. That normally don't work. So it's interesting to hear of this. It'll be interesting to see what continues to happen, and if it's going to be a thing, a continued role that Kamala is going to be playing. And there's going to be a lot of speculation, especially with this happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said prior to the election, that if Biden were to be elected, he is just a figure, a figurehead. He's just a puppet. Kamala and the Democrats will go ahead and take care of the business that needs to be taken care of for the liberals. That would be a scary thing. You know, we briefly spoke yesterday about how, you know, the gun control thing is next on Biden's agenda. And he's going to be fighting against the NRA and pretty much try to put them out of business, start trying to take guns out of the U.S. population, which I know, you know, even on our podcast, I think there's probably quite a bit of debate on whether or not people should have guns, have access to guns. You have those that are Second Amendment gun-toting peeps that enjoy their Second Amendment rights and carry their own firearms to protect them and their family. And at the same time, you have a lot of people that have families and are worried about their children in schools and such. So it'll be a heated debate. It'll be interesting. You know, the popcorn maker will be ready to go. Mm-hmm. I know it's going to be a rough ride, him trying to get rid of firearms all across this country. And I mean, I think I know our audience knows where I lie on that position. Mm-hmm. And I totally understand. I understand, you know, people out there who have children that are worried for their children's safety at schools and stuff like that, and really are worried about guns being in the hands of criminals. But I, you know, for those people that worry about that and want, are encouraging this president and this administration to take guns off the streets, you have to ask yourself one thing, and that is, like I've been telling everyone, you can ban things, you can make them illegal, but the part of it is that if you have a criminal that wants to do something, if someone wants to go bomb another country, well, bombs are illegal in most countries that I know of. They're still going to get the necessary items to make that bomb. You have drug, you know, people that utilize drugs all across this country. Drugs are illegal. They still get continued access. So the bottom line is this. All you're doing by making guns illegal, or anything, you can make it anything you want. You make it illegal, all you're doing is limiting access to criminals who are going to get it, no matter whether they are legal or not. And the other side of that is you're taking the rights of American citizens away. And that's with the Second Amendment. So, you know, just something to think about. I mean, I personally own no guns. I've shot a few guns in my day, not at people or anything. But I still have that viewpoint. I'm not going to go rush out and buy a gun. You know, I don't worry about that. But I know that there's people that do worry about that. They worry about, you know, they have a family at home to protect. And if that makes them feel comfortable to have a gun in their home and that's, you know, nice and secure to where the children don't have access to it and all that, by all means, you should have whatever means you need to keep you and your family safe. I'm all for that. So, you know, and you're talking to a guy, we're talking about a guy like myself who, like I said, I've never owned a gun. Don't plan on owning one in the next month or two. Now come back to me in about six months to a year. I might have a different story depending on how this administration goes. But regardless, that's my take on that. Exactly. Class one probe in the chat. He says, well, yeah, you might as well have a gun because no matter what, if you call the cops, it takes them at least minimum 15 minutes to show up at your door. By then, you're probably dead. So I agree with that. BP says, what if you have a pea shooter in your pants? Hey, if you got one of those, BP, then you ain't got to worry about guns. I actually saw this video, you know, of all places, my favorite, TikTok, this afternoon. And it was really, it was a great clip. It was a father chasing around, I don't know, he was probably like a 4 or 5 year old kid. And I don't know what type of machine it was, but I told Big Sexy, I said, you got to get me one of those. But it was like, I don't know, it was like a semi-automatic. It wasn't a gun, so don't get all freaked out, my liberal friends. But it was like, I don't know, it shot out like little balls. I don't know, maybe pellet size or something like that, rubber or something like that. But it was like firing one after another. I'm like, oh, that would be such a fun ass toy to have. And it was like an automatic, ball shooter or something like that. Have you seen something like that?
I haven't. Crazy Kane's comment is, I don't have guns, but I have a crossbow and snapshots and 500 marbles. So bring it on, LOL, he says.
Well, that's the thing, you know, Kane, you go ahead and let's say we have the liberals have what they want. They take guns off the streets. Okay. Well, like in the UK, instead of people dying by being shot, they're getting stabbed. So you're going to ban knives next? I mean, where does it end? It's kind of like everything else we've talked about in this past year. At what point do you call it, hey, it's life. It's not perfect. Let's live life and deal with what we have to deal with. We don't live in a world full of rainbows and roses and, you know, all of that. We all know that. I mean, if there was no evil, there'd be no good, right? I don't know.
Right. And another thing, too, is I don't know whether, you know, you've done research on, like, gun safety classes in your area and whether any of them are booked and when they will, and if, you know, there are any openings. If, say, you decided you wanted to take some gun safety classes and not only you, but maybe Big Sexy also taking some gun safety classes.
I would not trust Big Sexy with a gun whatsoever. I barely trust him to drive me when we go somewhere. But
it's like his driving habits. Would you say he probably drives like a bat out of hell or something?
Well, I would say something, but I'm sure I would offend somebody, so I'm not going to say it. But he.
But and I wonder if he ever complains about like you're driving Miss Daisy. But I think no, you're driving Big Sexy.
Yeah, I always drive Big Sexy when we go to Vegas. It's very rare that I let him drive. I mean, I'm just going to say, you know how people get, you know, there's stereotypes out there. Mm-hmm. Well, all I'm going to say is, you know, driving in Asians, that kind of fits Big Sexy. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But if my grandmother Pat was alive, she would be saying, it's not driving Miss Daisy, it's driving Miss Pat.
Yes, exactly. And I drive Mr. Sexy most places we go. But I know, you know, you bring up classes and stuff like that here locally here in San Diego. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of the most places that I've gone to, because I have recently gone into gun stores and checked out some products. And no matter what I look at and I kind of enjoy, they tell me everything is back ordered. We have nothing in stock, maybe just a display.
So everything is severely backlogged, of course.
Oh, yeah. So if you want to purchase a gun here in San Diego, it's going to take at least 45 to 90 days. That's just to bring the gun. And in addition to that, you know, you have these, California has plenty of regulations. They probably go back to your great-great-grandfather just to make sure that you're not some yahoo that's going to go shoot shit up. So you have your, you know, full-fledged background check, which no big deal. You can look into whatever you want on me. I lead a very boring life. But, you know, that takes at least another 10 days. So, and, you know, all across the country, you know, I hear reports that, you know, a lot of gun shops are out of ammo. Nobody can find ammo, and ammo's expensive as hell from what I hear. So, you know, Kane might be playing it the right way by owning a bow. Is that what he's? He has a crossbow. He said,
"Yes."
Well, no. How much do those arrows cost, Crazy Kane? I don't know if I've never shot one of those. I've shot guns and stuff like that. I like guns. I'm not an avid shooter or anything, but I like going out and target practicing. Anyways, what's your content about? My content is all about all kinds of stuff. We talk about anything from politics to, we do trivia. We like to talk shit about Joe Biden is really what this show is all about. I'm just kidding. Some people would say I'm not, but We talk all about all kinds of things. If you have a subject you'd like to even talk about, we'll even let you talk about it. And we'd like to hear from both sides of the aisle. Like to hear on many different topics. So, Yeah, that's great. I can't stand Joe Biden. Yeah, not many of our listeners can either. There's one or two that do, but that's about it. The same as the bullets. $200 to $500 for arrows? Really? Dude, if that's the case, Kane, you're better off just buying a gun and just buying bullets. Easier storage, bottom line. And you'll kill shit faster, too, I would think. I don't know. You've never been hit by a bullet
paper
or a crossbow. Anyways, so that's what's going on with Kamala. Maybe our good friend ZSKS is a Kamala Harris fan. I don't know. You can be a Kamala Harris fan and not a Joe Biden fan, I think. I don't know. A crossbow doesn't make sound. Yeah, that is true. You can be a little bit more stealth, but there's guns that don't make too much noise. So earlier today, I was at the shop. I was at the shop most of the day. And I could have sworn, I haven't looked it up, but I could have sworn we had a fucking earthquake because our building rattled like a motherfucker. It was really bad. And I don't know. Has anybody on our show in the chat been through earthquakes before? I'd love to hear about it.
Nope.
No? They're not very fun. And usually they don't occur until like 2 o'clock. So it happened around 4:30 or 5 o'clock this afternoon. And
so it was probably one of those, you know, small earthquakes that you know, where you're at, you and Lady Me would probably be used to those. Whereas here in Georgia, I wouldn't be.
Yeah. And sometimes like if it's big enough, like Lady Me and I will feel it at the same time. If it's not as big, she might feel it and I might not. And we're talking about earthquakes here, by the way. Just wanted to make sure everybody's aware of that. We're talking about feeling earthquakes, not feeling anything else. But yeah, I don't know what it was. I'll have to take a look and see what's going on. Crazy Kane, welcome to the program, my friend.
Okay, look, people. Bullets are good in quantity, but an arrow will last a lot longer than the bullets.
Why do arrows last longer? Because you can reuse them or what? Kane, are you there?
Kane, can you hear us?
Well, I'm curious, Kane, if, I hear if you're you. Able to hear us. Okay.
Oh, you're in the Matrix.
I do hear you. Can you reuse
arrows? All right, hold on.
I would assume you can.
Yes, you can reuse the arrows.
And how many times can you reuse it before like you have to throw it in the trash? Till you lose it?
That's about the only way, if you lose it.
Okay.
Or you use it to blow something up.
Ooh. You can re-tip it, Mr. T says. Yeah. I've never tried that. See, the problem is though, Mr. T, I'm not a big fan of doing manual labor. I would have to pay somebody.
Me neither.
Somebody would have to re-tip it for me.
Now.
So I don't know.
I would like a gun.
Is that hard work?
So I can go gator hunting.
Gator hunting. If you ever went gator hunting, would you be able to make big sexy like a pair of shoes made out of gator skin?
I wish. I knew how to the skin that way, because then I would be in business, and business would be good. Because I would charge it very cheap. I would hurt the Italian market, because the Italians, they get all the gator skins. And they make the clothes and stuff, and they charge us $3,500 for vests, boots, wallets, belts.
Well, yeah, that's kind of just like Louis Vuitton trying to. But it's kind of like Louis Vuitton trying to charge someone like $1,200 for a freaking wallet. Anybody have Louis Vuitton?
That's the craziest thing ever, Slightly. Who in their right mind would pay $1,200 for a wallet? Oh, wait, Trump.
Oh, my God. spooky shit right there. Well, I unfortunately I do know somebody that buys that kind of stuff, and anyways, yeah, he's not here right
no
now.
No point. Yeah, it's pinned it.
It's amazing that people buy that shit. I mean, really? What's so special about it?
But I do know people that know how to make back scratchers out of the feet.
Did you just say back scratchers out of feet?
Yeah, out of the
ankles. Really?
Oh, hell no!
Like human feet?
No, gator feet.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that's okay. Gator feet are okay, but if it's human feet, we don't really want to know about it.
I advise against it.
Yeah. Do you advise against the gator feet as well?
Yes.
Have you tried the back scratcher gator foot?
I plead the fifth.
Pain. How was it? I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know.
Okay.
Was it a good
experience, a bad experience? This is for you and your acquired minds. Do you like to have skin on your back?
Yes. Skin is important.
Then you do not. I rephrase. Do not want to get a gator foot back scratcher. If you do, you want to collect it. It's very sharp.
All right. So if you have a gator foot, don't use it as a damn back scratcher because you'll be skinless. Just keep it for a memento, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Very good memento.
Are they expensive, though?
No, I think they're about $10 a piece.
Oh, wow. You could probably get them in China for like $4.
Unless you know the right people like me.
Oh,
then I get discounted.
Wow. Yes, BP, if it's going to take skin off of your back, definitely do not use it as a ball scratcher. That is highly not recommended. That would be horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, I'm going to take a quick time out here, my friend. We'll be back right after this.
You've been listening to the Slightly Serious Podcast. If you haven't laughed, been offended, or engaged, then turn up the damn volume.
Be sure to follow and catch us weeknights at 6:30 p.m. Pacific.
All right, welcome. So how's your day been, Crazy Kane? Anything new and exciting in your life?
Fix the busted pipe. Drink.
Oh, no,
drink. 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 Tequila. More drink. 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 And even more tequila.
A lot of tequila.
Well, what the
good grief.
Crazy Kane. A slight dose of vodka to put hair on the chest.
Well, gee, I think I just passed out from all that drinking.
How are you tonight, Robert?
Good. Did I hear you say somebody sold a billfold for $1,200? Oh. I can go to my Walmart and get one for $10.
Well, you can't get them for $12 if you walk into a Louis Vuitton store, Robert. I don't. If you have $12, I don't even think they allow you in their store.
What, am I too cheap for them?
I don't know. I don't know if you've seen the prices over there lately, Robert. But
I've never been. Where's this store at, in California?
I'm sure they're nationwide. Don't they have Louis Vuitton over near you, producer Eric?
If I do, it's probably over in Buckhead near Lenox Square Mall or one of the Tanger Outlet stores. Like, we got one down in Locust Grove and we got one up in Commerce. Unless you have something over at Perimeter Mall or the Mall of Georgia or one of the other big malls in the Atlanta area.
Yeah, they have all kinds of fun, expensive things there. I will try to come up with an example for you. And we'll look at what would you want to buy there, Robert? You want to buy like a wallet or something?
Yes.
Yeah, a wallet?
I don't think I can afford their prices.
How about small leather goods? Small leather goods are always fun, right? We'll go with a coin case, because by the time you buy the coin case, that's probably all you're going to have left is coins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So if you're on the YouTube channel, we'll go ahead and bring that up for you. You can check out what's going on over at Louis tonight. So you see a key pouch. Just for your keys. $270. But isn't that so pretty? I mean, you'd have to have that, right?
Have what?
I still don't see the change. The keychain. It's a key pouch.
What kind of
key? $270. It could be
like you put your car keys or house keys on, something like that.
Yeah. If you'd like an envelope business card holder, you can have one for the low price of $200.
I'd rather have my face.
Yeah, right.
my face was cheaper.
Yeah. There's a lot of things.
This face only cost me $250.
Yeah. Right. There's a lot of things that people the items over at Louis Vuitton.
But, look at Pertwee's comment. There goes the payment for the car, though.
What's the payment for the car, there, Bert? You got a brand new wallet in your back pocket, and you got
you don't want to risk having the car repossessed, do you?
Well, if you had the car repossessed, just think of it this way: it frees up one key on your keychain.
It's no joke until you pay that.
But anyway. That is 100% true, Crazy Kate. Anyways, I know we're short on time tonight because my ass was late. So today, in light of Fat Tuesday, no, I'm not taking my shirt off, Kane. Put your hopes up. Mm-mm, not gonna happen. I didn't see anybody sitting.
Okay, I before women.
Okay, well that's all right. But anyways, we're gonna do some Fat Tuesday trivia with producer Eric tonight. And if you'd like to call in, you're more than welcome to call in. And who knows?
Or you can call 702-708-2855, or you can call into the Podbean app.
Yeah, you can. And who knows? You know, if you win tonight's trivia, maybe we'll, we'll dig through some shit that we have here at the house, and maybe we'll find some beads that we'll send you or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, you're more than welcome to call in. And looks like Pert's calling in.
What's going on? Beads, slightly.
I think Pert wants to defend his winning streak.
Eric invited me, so I called him.
Oh, I thought he wanted to win beads.
Hey, Pert.
Well, but then okay. Then you probably have Crazy Kane and Robert and Lady Me saying, "Hey, Pert, we're on." Right.
He's doing homework. I don't know if she's still doing homework or
not. Well, but I'm sure she's listening in, though.
I got you.
What was that, Crazy?
What did you say, Kane?
Let me know. I got you. If y'all need Mardi Gras beads, I got you.
You got some? Well, now you tell me.
Just.
All right.
Just PM me, and I will try my best to send it.
Oh, yeah. All right, we'll do that. We'll make sure.
No matter how it goes, Eric.
Yeah, a direct message is yeah. Well, the rules apply. I'm going to read the question, and your name will be your buzzer, and you will only buzz in once I am finished reading the question. And we've got 15 questions, and three of those 15 questions will have extra credit questions. And the first one who gets it right gets a point. The first question, the category is events/geography. Mardi Gras is French for Fat Tuesday. In places like Brazil and France, they call Mardi Gras by a different name. What is that name?
Pertwee.
What do you have, Pert?
La Carnaval.
That is correct.
Wow.
Damn.
You were... Dollars.
Pert beat you, Crazy.
I know.
The next question category is beverages. What is the key alcoholic ingredient found in the Black Russian or the White Russian?
Honeybee would know that one. What is it, Honeybee?
Slightly.
What do you have, Slightly?
Vodka.
That is correct. And Cummings and Jess got it correct, too.
All right. I'll give Cummings a point as well, along with myself.
Yes. All right. The next question category is history. New Orleans traditionally has the biggest Mardi Gras celebration in the United States. But which U.S. city was the very first to celebrate Mardi Gras?
Pertwee.
What do you have, Pert?
Mobile, Alabama.
That is correct. And Cummings got it, too.
Wow. Very good job.
I don't worry about that.
All right. Next question.
Don't know about that place.
All right. Next question. Category is TV. The wedding of Luke and Laura took place in November of 1981, averaging around 30 million viewers. Which daytime soap opera showed the iconic wedding?
Pertwee.
What do you have, Pert?
All My Children.
That is incorrect.
Slightly.
Oh, what do you have, Slightly?
Young and the Restless.
That is incorrect. Go ahead, Pert.
General Hospital.
That is correct. And BP beat you to it, too.
Oh, I can't believe I forgot that one.
Good job.
But I think you still get a point nonetheless, right, Slightly?
Yeah, we gave her a point as well.
All right. Next question. Category is movies. In the Star Wars movie franchise, what is the name of the planet that is essentially a city-like planet?
I'm not a Star Wars guy, so I would have no idea.
I've watched it, but I don't know.
Cummings says no Naboo.
That is incorrect, Cummings.
You know what that means? It's time to duck, duck, go, folks.
Republic City?
All right, I'm going to reread the question. In the Star Wars movie franchise, which planet was essentially a city-like planet?
It's like the whole planet was a city.
I'm going to give y'all a couple of guesses. Is it A, Alderaan, B, Coruscant, C, Tatooine, or D, Dagobah?
Pertwee.
What do you have, Pert?
The Tatooine one that you said.
Tatooine is incorrect.
Okay. Slightly.
What do you have, Slightly?
Coruscant.
Coruscant is correct.
Yeah, that's right.
Damn.
You can thank the duck for that.
All right. Here's a repeat trivia question. Category is geography. What U.S. interstate highway is the longest in the entire United States? Is it Certainly. A, Interstate 10, B, Interstate 40, C, Interstate 80, or D, Interstate 90? What do you have, Pert?
10, I-10.
That is incorrect.
Oh, really?
Robert.
Really? What do you have, Robert?
Interstate 80.
Interstate 80 is incorrect.
Slightly.
Kane.
What do you have, Slightly?
70.
70, it was not one of the one of the answers. That's incorrect.
Thanks, Jess. Kane.
What do you have, Kane?
90.
That is correct.
That's what I meant. All right.
All right.
Crazy Kane is on the board.
All right, the next question category is music. He was born in 1901, died in 1971. Name the musician who played the trumpet. For extra credit, name his best hit song.
Pertwee.
What do you have, Pert?
Dizzy Gillespie.
That is incorrect.
What? Cummings says W.C. Handy.
That is also incorrect. I see one correct answer in the chat.
Armstrong?
That is correct.
Way to go, Sean.
What's the extra credit answer, Sean?
Let's see if he's got the extra credit.
I gotta know that one.
You want to ask what the extra credit question is again in case...
For extra credit, name Louis Armstrong's best hit song.
Can anybody guess it now since he doesn't know?
I'm trying to think of it.
10 seconds.
Pertwee, if no one else wants to guess it. But he's got the extra credit.
What do you got, Pert?
What a wonderful world.
Yeah, that's what I was
going to Time's up.
But it's not that?
That is correct.
Oh, wait a minute.
What a wonderful world.
Yeah, but I think Sean had the extra credit point available.
Well, he got the original one.
Oh, okay. Oh, so I got a point for extra credit just for that?
Yeah. I guess you can steal it from him. Oh, but he's saying teamwork.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
All right. All right. The next question category is science.
Although, really quick, Eric, I think we should take away the point for the horrible sounding of that.
Well, that's how Louis Armstrong sounded when he was alive.
Well, that's true.
All right. Next question category is science. Mount Everest is the tallest mountain here on Earth, but not the tallest in our solar system. Which planet has the tallest mountain? And for extra credit, what is the name of that tallest mountain?
Pertwee.
What do you have, Pert?
Mars.
That Mars is correct. And do you know the name of the mountain?
Gosh. I want to say Venus, but I don't think that's right. Oh, no. Zuby got it. Give it to Zuby. That was it.
Olympus Mons. That is correct, yeah. Zuby.
Wow. Way to go, Zuby, Zuby, Zuby. You give Zuby a couple points for that.
Yep.
He doesn't need it.
Welcome, Zuby. Please give the show a follow and also subscribe to our YouTube, Twitch, DLive, and Facebook video feeds. And also follow Slightly on Twitter at Slightly Serious.
Yeah, Zuby's a new listener, longtime caller.
Oh, nice. All right. Next question category is TV. And this is also going to have another extra credit question as well. In the TV sitcom ALF, ALF is an acronym for what? And for extra credit, what is ALF's given name?
Pertwee.
What do you have, Pert?
Alien life form.
That is correct.
And gosh, and, was it Melvin?
Nope.
Okay.
The first name starts with a G and the last name starts with an F.
Pertwee.
Go ahead, Pert.
Do I get a half a point for Gordon? Because I don't know what the last name
is. You got the Gordon part right. I mean, I'll give you credit for that. It's Gordon Shumway.
Okay, so Pertwee gets a half a point. 6.5.
All right. And here's another question. I think we've probably had this before. The category is automobiles. What automaker is recognized as the world's oldest automaker?
Slightly.
It's currently still
making. What do you have, Slightly? They're still in production, too.
I'm going to say Ford.
What's that? Ford is incorrect.
Kang.
What do you have, Kang?
BMW.
BMW is incorrect.
Cummings' culture says Dodge.
That would be under Chrysler. That is incorrect. I see one correct answer down in the chat.
Mercedes.
Zuby gets it. Mercedes Benz.
Oh, bless their heart. I like me a Mercedes.
Huh. Yeah. Yes, Jess.
I want to get a Mercedes one day and then kind of go down the gay strip and say, you want to ride? There's a song out there about Mercedes, and you want to ride in my Mercedes.
Lord, why don't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
Yeah, there's that one too, uh-huh. But there's another one. Very cute.
Yep. All right, the next question category is music. What do the songs Mickey by Tony Basil, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia by Vicki Lawrence, Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba, Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve, and Afternoon Delight by the Starland Vocal Band have in common?
Slightly.
What do you have, Slightly?
They're all songs I don't listen to.
That is incorrect.
Kane.
What do you have, Kane?
They're all country songs.
That is incorrect.
That they're all country
songs again, Eric?
Y'all got anybody else? You got 10 seconds.
Can you repeat the question? Repeat the songs for us, Eric.
They are Mickey by Tony Basil, The Lights Went Out in Georgia by Vicki Lawrence, Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba, Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve and Afternoon Delight by the Starland Vocal Band. And I already see two people in the chat that got it correct.
Oh, Jess finally comes up with a correct answer that I don't blurt out, huh? Is it One Hit Wonders, Eric?
That is correct.
Very good job there, Jess. Jess, you have to let me know when you're serious about your answers.
I mean, oh my goodness. We haven't had this category in a while, but you've got to answer, give me the answers in chronological order of the names I give you. The category, Dead or Alive, Barbara Walters, Gary Shandling, Edie Falco, Macaulay Culkin, and Florence Griffith Joyner.
Slightly?
What do you have, Slightly?
I'm going to say dead, alive. I want to say alive and dead.
Bertwee, if he's wrong.
That order right there slightly is incorrect.
Bertwee.
What do you have?
Dead, alive, dead.
Macaulay. That is incorrect.
Macaulay's still alive, isn't he?
Yeah, I called him alive.
Anybody else want to take a stab
everybody
at it?
Everybody else.
Kane.
10 seconds. What do you have, Kane? Barbara
dead.
Walters, is she dead or alive?
Is Kane dead or alive?
That's a good Barbara question.
It might be easier to do it this way. Barbara Walters, is she dead or alive?
Deceased.
Zebby got the Walters correct. She's still alive.
I thought she passed.
Damn.
No, she'll be 92 in September. The name Gary Shandling, he actor and comedian, is he alive or dead?
I think he's dead.
That is correct, Slightly. All right. He's been gone since 2016, died of a massive heart attack, never married or had children. Edie Falco, you know her from The Sopranos, and is she dead or alive?
I don't know.
Cummings got that one already.
Okay, alive. All right.
Macaulay Culkin of Home Alone fame, dead or alive?
He's dead.
He's alive.
You're right about that, but he's still alive.
Jackson.
Yeah, I think Mr. T got that. And Zubby. And Olympian Florence Griffith Joyner, is she dead or alive?
Yeah, fast.
Dead?
T and Cummings got that correct.
All right. Well, it was such a hard question, nobody gets any fucking points.
I think people got to study up on their alive or dead questions.
I know, Mr. G. It's so disappointing.
All right.
I know.
Aww.
Next question. Category is geography. Which state in the continental United States is the geographical center of the United States?
Pertwee.
What do you have, Pert?
Oh, shit. Geographical. I'm sorry. I'm thinking population. I pass. Never mind.
Are we looking for a state or a city?
State.
Somebody says Nebraska.
Nebraska is incorrect. That's excluding Alaska and Hawaii, Jess, but I already see one correct answer, and Cummings got it.
Damn,
it's Kansas.
Unbelievable. Cummings, you might be challenging, you and Zubby might be challenging Hurley for the lead.
All right. Next question, category is politics. In presidential election cycles, 48 states and the District of Columbia utilize the winner-take-all method, while only two states utilize the congressional district method. What are the names of those two U.S. states that utilize the congressional district method?
Pertwee.
What do you have, Pert?
Is Kansas one of them?
No, that is incorrect. Jess got it.
Jess, Doc, and Fuego.
Nebraska.
All right.
I was trying to remember the election map.
Cummings was close. He had Nebraska.
But New Hampshire is a winner-take-all state.
Yes.
The last question of the night is literature / movies.
Okay.
In the novel The Secret Garden, what is the name of the mansion that Mary Lennox goes to live at upon arriving in England?
You will go there. Oh God, been so
long. I really stumped you, didn't I, King?
This is trivia. You don't. Never mind.
I'm 30 years old. I have a bad memory, Eric. Why, Eric? Why?
I'm going to read the question one more time. The novel The Secret Garden, what is the name of the mansion that Mary Lennox goes to live at upon arriving in England?
Pertwee.
What do you got, Pert?
Misselwaite Manor.
Misselwaite Manor is correct, yes.
But I can't take full credit. I ducked it. I'll tell you. Close enough. Duck them. I'll tell you.
And who is the big winner?
Well, I don't think it's going to come as a surprise tonight. It looks like our trivia champion. I think this is like the third or fourth straight night of trivia in a row that our good friend.
What?
Hurley won again.
Was Kahlua?
Well, you know, he defends his defends his win streak for
we have,
we have of an, course
we have
and BP demanding a recount.
We have an unhappy camper that stopped playing trivia because they didn't get a point for Kahlua, but Kahlua was the incorrect answer.
Some people use Kahlua, some people don't. It's okay,
Mr. T.
What was the question about drinks that?
It was the black white Russian, Russian and white Russian. The key alcoholic ingredient in that drink is vodka.
Okay, and there's
been but what ingredient makes a black Russian a white Russian? We've had that question before, and I'm sure y'all would probably know that.
It's racist.
That's what makes it a black Russian.
A black Russian, a white Russian, you have to put milk or cream in it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, Kahlua is used for the other one. Milk is used for the regular one.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think honey is mad.
Well, we'll have to get our
just confirms more vodka.
We'll have our judges take a look into that for you, Honeybee. Sorry about that.
Unless I was given bad information a long time ago at trivia.
I'm telling you, I don't know. But anyways, so it's still in the household, Honeybee, so you still have the trophy in the house. So
we do like on Jeopardy in that when there's a contested answer and they bring him back for the next episode because they conflicted. Yep. You know how they would do that? So she can come back next time we do trivia, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. We'll give you a 1 point head start if the judges.
BP says make both the drink and find out for yourself.
Oh, there you go. That sounds.
I have
white Russians and black Russians. I like the black Russians better. They taste good.
I don't think I've ever had either.
Yeah. Hey, next time y'all go to the bar, you probably have to order it.
Actually, you know what? Maybe I'll go to the bar and I'll ask my bartender the same question and we'll see what he says. Perwee's Honeybee says, a white Russian is a cocktail made with vodka, coffee, liqueur, and cream served with ice in an old glass. Yes.
I know how to settle this right now.
Oh.
Get on the phone, call AOC, and let's find out. It's the one thing that you probably might be good at. Can you answer this for us?
Well, and this is probably going to get like the bottom, like when what I'm about to say, that I wonder if AOC has probably had a few too many drinks since the acquittal.
Right. I don't know about them, but I know I have.
Oh my God.
And I wonder if she invited her drinking buddy Nancy to join her.
Mr. T says a black Russian is always served in a bigger glass.
Yes.
Honeybee sent me this meme that is hilarious. You may have seen it somewhere on social media. But is Trump going knock knock? Pelosi says, who's there? Trump says, Owen, as he's holding his hand to his forehead, forming an L. Pelosi says, Owen who? Trump says, Owen too.
Oh my goodness, that's good stuff. Oh, well
I'm going to miss you guys.
We're going to miss you too. I enjoyed you coming on tonight, Crazy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's the last day y'all get to see me.
Where are you going?
He says he's going on a 40-day hiatus.
He's got to add Wednesday.
No social media of any kind.
Okay, we'll just call you on your phone then.
or email you.
Do y'all have my number?
I actually might. Because you've called him on the show once.
Kane, isn't it 666?
To answer your question, the Zubby, we are on weeknights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 p.m. Pacific on YouTube, Podbean, DLive, Twitch, Periscope, and Facebook. And we will also send select published episodes over to Rumble as well. And hopefully soon Rumble will have live streaming capabilities available.
Yes, exactly. And just a quick note for tomorrow night's show. Tomorrow night's show will also be a 1 hour show from 6:30 to 7:30 as James has a meeting at 7:30 via Zoom. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would be very entertaining of you guys for you guys to join me in that. So tomorrow will be scheduled at 6:30 and we'll be on for an hour and we'll get back to our normal hour and a half again on Thursday.
It's okay, slightly. I'm in a similar situation.
Sometimes you have life comes up and you have to take care of stuff, you know?
But, I mean, I look forward to seeing everybody around it with other podcast friends like Trice Talk and the Chit Chat, the Old Man, and a few other friends. And, of course, I know, again, we're back tomorrow night.
That we are. Make sure if you haven't checked out our Twitch or Twitter or our YouTube and all that, you can always check us out over there. Follow us on Twitter if you have any suggestions. I've gotten a few suggestions for bits on our show that people would like to see. So I do appreciate those of you that have been emailing the show. And we'll be coming out with those here in the near future.
Yeah.
You can email us over at slightlyseriousshow@gmail.com. You can DM me over on Twitter at slightlyserious. In addition to that, we're on many other platforms like Fascist Book.
I don't have a catch show.
And we're also... and we're also on censorship-free entities like Parler, which is back online, as well as Gab, Clout Hub, and MeWe.
That we are. So make sure you check us out there. Any word on the new logo, Slam? Well, we got the new logo. We just haven't
it yet. I don't know whether you posted on Instagram or not, but you can get to that later.
Yeah, exactly. We can do that later. I'm interested in calling me from this number. Let's make a little quick call. Let's see who the hell this is. They've called like 3 or 4 times and they just hang up. That's all they do.
Please leave your message for
George Ford Chapman.
Sorry.
Whoever the hell that is. What did
Mark
he say?
David Chapman?
Mark David Chapman or something like
that. Jesus.
I have no idea. No one's got my number.
I heard Chapman, but I didn't hear nothing else before that.
I have no idea. George.
I might need another drink.
I am. He'd be a black Martian villain. Who knows? Anyways, check us out over on all of our social platforms. Get engaged and all that good stuff. Have fun if you have ideas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We're always open to ideas on topics, bits, and all of that.
Yes.
Maybe it's George. It might have been.
Yeah. I guess with last night's episode, in case anybody missed it, again, we do apologize for the technical issues we had, but our guest, Jeff Moore, we're looking forward to hopefully having him back on again very soon.
Yes, I'm going to email tonight, Eric. I want him on before the end of the week because...
If he's able to join us Thursday or Friday, I mean, that would be good.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. We resolved the audio issues late last night, so we won't have any problems with that. But I was
quite
so excited this morning.
I've been having audio problems. I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to admit it was my own dumbass fault. So I can't blame anybody else but myself. So I take it where I have to.
But, it's okay, Snidey. We'll get that resolved.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes.
But we'll get him on before the end of the week, because I was so excited this morning waking up, you know, new stock day and all that, and things didn't work out quite well, but
I don't worry about stocks.
Anyway, I do. But anyway, catch us tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. for an hour's worth of show tomorrow. And you guys all have a great rest of your evening. Thanks for joining us tonight. And
stay safe. We'll see you, God bless.
Love you, and God bless you, everybody. And we'll see you around.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to tonight's show. Not all content is endorsed by Slightly. However, if you'd like to contact me for any reason, email us over at slightlyseriousshow@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Don't forget to share the show and help us grow our audience. And remember, we mean that in the most serious way. Until the next time, good night, everybody. And remember, I love you.
And I love your show.
Come on, man. Come on, man.